Mituku mihano ki a koutou katoa. Thanks very much for joining me. Claudette Hawiti, Drive with Claudette until 7 o'clock. Just a quick announcement. Favourable decision from the Environment Court for Ngāti Pāua and Pūtiki on Te Motu Arairoa, Waiheke Island. I don't have the full details, but it looks as though construction will cease until they get a better... They adhere to the consent, the original consent. That's the developers. So it looks like a win for Ngāti Pāua and the Environment Court. Congratulations to them for all their hard mahi. We're going to go down to Rangiriri now. And the whenua has been turned on the site Rangiriri. Here to talk to us and talk us through this. Ko te rangatira o te rawahi. Ko Brad Totorewa joins us now. Me tuku mihi kia koe. Brad, thanks so very much for joining us here on Irirangi Wātea.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we can, celebration is one word that can be used. I mean, there's a whole story and narrative behind all of this to get to yesterday, actually turning the soil and the way it was done with our king there. Obviously, and representation from Ngāti Haua, having the tumuaki, the Kingmaker Sunday, hone. A great day yesterday, and it is the start of a new journey.
And what can we expect going forward now? What will be there, and how long will it be completed? And when I say when it gets completed, will it ever be completed to the satisfaction of the iwi?
Yeah, very good questions there. Will it ever be completed to the satisfactory of the iwi? Not necessarily. But the whole intent, I think it's important that the people understand the intent behind this. We will be the first iwi in the Ao, iwi Māori, to recreate and rebuild trenches from the 1800s that was constructed, in preparation for the invasion. And we decided that we would rebuild the trenches and use it as a taonga to tell our stories. Currently, right now, so it's going to be turned into a tourism site. Currently, we use the remnants of the existing past sites as an educational tool, where schools, professional people, government agencies all come there, and we take them for an hour and a half tour where we tell our stories. This is the same. I mean, the closest tourism venture that exists that's similar to this would be the Hobbitons, who prior to COVID was turning out 30 people every 10 minutes. Our target market is the education sector. So this is what we're doing, where we want to retell our stories through live reenactments, and that's what we currently do. And just open up the minds and support and enhance the current curriculum that's in place with the Ministry of Education. So this is the context. Now, there are a number of people out there that don't believe that this is the right thing to do. People have made assumptions that we're digging up tapu whenua. Unfortunately, the land that we're building on, we had to purchase. So the tribe, Waikato Tainui, had to purchase that land. And the last time we owned that land was 158 years ago, the day it was stolen. So the construction is going to take 4 months, and it will be open on the 20th of November 2021. Why the 20th? The 20th of November is the day of the invasion. 1863. That's a bit of context behind what we're doing.
Great. Wonderful. But as you're telling the story, it's also very sad. So how can we ensure that the mamai of what took place there and for the whānau is maintained, the integrity is maintained, while we allow those to come in and bear witness to that, is also mindful that there are still living memories of this in the DNA of the people.
Yeah, well, you know, that's true to a certain extent. But most of our people, I would say 98% of Waikato, don't know the story. They don't know what happened there. They've relied on books and research completed by non-Māori. They purport to tell only one side of the story. So when you look at the building of the trenches, what we're doing is giving a voice to those who gave their lives for us and understand the connection of that voice and why we exist as Waikato. And this is you know, I believe it's the manifestation of Potutauti Whenuwhenua's kōrero with Governor Gray. You know that story, eh? That I'm referring to?
Yes. Well, I'm hoping that I've got my history right. If not, I can. I will have to go back to school. But yes. Carry on. Aroha mai.
So, we're giving a voice to those who gave their lives. That's number one. Otherwise, if we didn't do things like this, if we didn't do tours, if we didn't tell our story, we've got 3 mass graves in Rangiriri. And 99% of New Zealand don't even know that. I'm comfortable with what I'm doing. I am a direct descendant of Te Wharepu, the engineer of the trenches itself. And I believe that, that this isn't about remains and grievance mode. We're past that. So when you come and have an experience there, we're cognizant of the tapu, we're cognizant of the sensitivity and the mama that will cause. And sometimes we go through, and you know, kids come through, kohanga, all the way up to doctors. They all come through. But the dialogue that we share and the narratives that we share, the same story, just that different, the language is selected for tamariki and then for the adults. But I suppose our driver is this, and this is our story. We're not going to remain in the grievance mode. But the thing is, when you finish a tour with us, how can we improve relationships with this new learning and this new understanding, with this new insight that's new with a cake? How can then we repackage that information and make us better citizens, whether you're Māori or non-Māori? And that's the key to this tour. We're here to celebrate the intelligence of our ancestors. So you can read all Belich's books and so forth. He'll tell you about how many guns, what types of guns, how many soldiers who died, how many people were injured on our side. But they don't recognise the intelligence of our ancestors. Boys, girls, women, kuia and kraua. And this is the point that I'm trying to make. In the rebuilding of this, we can see the manifestation of esoteric knowledge, engineering knowledge, warfare knowledge, tikanga knowledge, all embedded in this. So people get stuck on, you're digging up tapu land, trying to rebuild the trenches, but it's more than that.